This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
We have been visiting with port officials over the past several months, gaining a better understanding of what happens on the port. A lot of folks don't realize the importance of the port to our local economy. We kind of take it for granted. We see it, don't really understand it. So a while back, we decided to start interviewing folks from the port to tell the story about the port and why it is so important to our economy. And today, we have another segment with Emily Federer, who is the Port NOLA Sustainability Manager, who joins us. Emily, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, and I appreciate the comment about watching out for trick-or-treaters tonight.
Absolutely, Emily. Let's talk. Well, first, let's just say new leadership out there at the port. Congratulations to y'all. I got to imagine that people are excited about that. The former port director leaving at a critical juncture for the port, a lot going on, I think probably created a little angst and anxiety. It's probably good that we got through this process and have somebody named, right?
Yeah, you know, it's been a little bit of a anxious time, but we have a really strong staff, and I think we're going to keep going in the same direction and working towards the goals that we've been working on for the past several years.
So the port has recently, and you guys are eligible for grants and things of that nature. A lot of people probably don't realize that because they don't really understand the inner workings of the port. But you guys are the recent recipients of two different grants. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this year we've been awarded a few different grants. Two have come from my department in sustainability. The first one is $1 million grant from the EPA called the Environmental Justice Government to Government Grant, which we were awarded to assist in sustainability planning for the new Louisiana International Terminal. This grant is going to help us create a sustainability management plan for the port and help implement different sustainability measures that will be measurable through a program that we're pursuing called Envision, which is a sustainability program for infrastructure that can be rated from bronze up to platinum. There's four different levels in between total, and we look forward to working on that to help us reduce our greenhouse gas emissions, help create high-quality jobs, because it also assesses our community impacts and address environmental justice issues for the communities around that new terminal.
There's always a concern of the surrounding neighborhoods relative to any project that's developed, and I got to imagine that this goes a long way into taking in the considerations and the concerns, right?
Yeah, for sure. Another portion of that funding is going to be supporting our workforce in the area. There was a requirement for this part of this funding to go to three different community-based organizations. So we're working with Nunez Community College. A portion of the funding will go to them to help create pathways to careers for the students and the residents in the area. Urban League of Louisiana is working on workforce development and receiving a portion of this grant. And the Lower Ninth Ward Center for Sustainable Engagement and Development is also working with us on that. Additionally, the other award that we were notified of this year is called the reduction of truck emissions at port facilities grant from the Federal Highway Administration. And this grant additionally has money for workforce development for Nunez Community College and the Urban League of Louisiana. And we're using this funding, which was awarded and to help provide electric equipment for our terminal operators to reduce emissions at our current Uptown facility. So each of the terminal operators will be receiving up to seven electric yard tractors, converting the ones that could be in use for diesel to electric to provide zero emissions equipment on the facility. It's also getting our Harbor Police Department 5 electric trucks for their police fleet and the associated charging infrastructure for those pieces of equipment. And then, of course, the training opportunities, partnering with Nunez and the Urban League, will help us build career pathways for technicians that can work on that new equipment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
So those are some exciting programs as the move across this country is to go into this transitional phase. Mm-hmm. Are y'all looking at these things separate and apart from these grants as well?
Of course, yes. So we have multiple other programs that do focus on reducing emissions. Another one that actually has been grant funded is our Clean Trip program. It's the Clean Truck Replacement Incentive Program, which is available to the owner operators and truck drivers along the port. Any owners of small fleets can also apply. Drivers are provided 50% of the cost of a new truck with a certain engine, year, model, and newer to replace those trucks to reduce emissions. And the older trucks then with lower emission standards are taken off the road. And to date, we've replaced 105 trucks for our local trucking community and reduced from those trucks equivalent to taking thousands of cars off the road from the emissions targets. Another program that we do is a container on barge program, and this program moves containers on the river along between different locations from the Port of New Orleans to Memphis and Baton Rouge to reposition those containers. And one container can hold about 72 one barge can hold about 72 containers, and moving those containers on the river is taking those 72 trucks off the road between those locations, providing emissions reductions from those trucks on the road.
And I know there was a goal to create a more robust route, right, where you had them on mm-hmm. on the front end and the back end, the return route with containers going back and forth. And how's that working out?
They're doing pretty well. We've found with the container on barge program, the movements coming downriver obviously are going to be a lot lower emissions. But we've been measuring these emissions through the routes and the distances, and coming downriver is much lower. They do some routes going upriver, but it's a little bit more challenging pushing against the current. But, those things fluctuate throughout the year. The number of TEUs has increased, and it's become a pretty popular program with the operator of that barge service. And we're looking forward to working with them to see if they can identify ways to capture carbon credits and use that in their business model. So we've created a tool for them that helps us identify the amount of emissions reduced, and working with them on that has been a great program.
And just the three or four topics that we discussed today, it's really emblematic of how complicated and diversified both the needs and the resources and the activities at the port, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, so, I mean, for us in the sustainability section, we're really covering a really broad area of the port, and we use different tools to help us guide those sustainability efforts. So in 2014, we joined an organization called Green Marine, and Green Marine provides a framework for the maritime sector to help us improve and guide our sustainability goals. And we've been Green Marine certified at the Port of New Orleans since 2015, and it's really been a great thing for us. And our partners, three of our terminal operators are also Green Marine certified, which accounts for over 90% of our cargo coming through the port. Ports America, New Orleans Terminal, and QSL are all Green Marine certified. So in that certification, we're looking at, on an annual basis, how we're managing our stormwater, the water that comes off of our facilities, how clean it is, and different practices that we're using on our facilities to prevent spills and stormwater pollution. Our emissions and air quality efforts are measured in that, and a lot of different efforts. So community engagement is one of the categories. So we measure those things on an annual basis, and to maintain our certification, and we're really happy to be a part of that, and happy that three of our big tenants and a lot of our cargo movements are certified through that program. Green Marine is open to terminals, shipyards, ship owners, ports, and seaways. So it's a very diverse program, and it's really a great guiding force for us in identifying the best impacts for sustainability and environmental programs.
But it reaps other benefits, too. I know we have those that are, here we go again talking about environmental concerns. It's really more than that, though, right? I mean, isn't it really about operational cost, operational efficiency, limitation of liability in many respects, insurance prices? I mean, there's a whole host of things that go into this kind 100%. Of jambalaya, of this program, right?
For sure, yes. For example, our spill protection programs, we have documented every place on the port where we have storage of oils and fuels, and we have measures in place and employees trained on how to react to different incidents that could happen to minimize any impact if there were anything to happen. I would say, most of all of our facilities are very safe and minimize our environmental footprint as much as possible across the industry.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on achieving not only that certification, but also on the receiving the multitude of grants. And this LIT project is something that is the future for this port, quite frankly, and it's incredibly important to the future of the port. And as y'all are able to ease people's minds about the development of this, I think it's a great thing, and congratulations on being able to move forward on that front.
Thank you very much. Yes, it's been a great journey. We've been working on this for many years, and looking forward to the progress that we're going to be making in the next couple of years, and see how it all opens. And our community team has been doing a great job with reaching out to our local communities down there, having a dedicated office for people to come in and talk about their concerns. And that's you know, another part of sustainability is maintaining that open line of communication and working with the community to make sure that we're addressing the needs that they have as well.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Emily Federer, Port Nola Sustainability Manager. We really appreciate your time and your insight. Happy Halloween.
Thank you very much. Happy Halloween.
We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we come back, we will visit with Daniel Erspammer, CEO of the Pelican Institute. We'll be talking about Governor Landry's tax reformation and special session. That's coming up right after the election on November 6th. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com